Chapter 5. Penelope's Tapestry. Back in Ithaca, Penelope worked on a tapestry of blue and red flowers as she waited for news of Odysseus. As she worked, she could hear music and the sound of laughter from the great hall below. The palace was filled with people who called themselves Odysseus's friends, but did not want to work. They just wanted to eat and sing. Penelope was thankful that she had many trustworthy servants, but some of the others had become lazy too. She wished Odysseus was home again. He would soon send those lazy people away. "I must be thankful that I still have my son," she told herself. But Telemachus was just a boy, a brave boy, but still just a boy. He couldn't make the lazy people go away, as his father would. The door to Penelope's little room opened with a crash.
"Mother!"
Telemachus ran into the room. His dark eyes were wide with fear. "What is it, my love?"
"Those men in the great hall. I don't like them. They push me and laugh at me. And now two of them want to speak to you. What do they want?"
Penelope put down her needle and touched his hand. "Let them come up," she said. "It will be all right." There was the sound of footsteps on the stairs. Two men came into the room.
"Penelope," the first man said, "marry me. Our marriage will make me the happiest man in the world." "Don't listen to him, Penelope. I am the man for you. You must be my wife," said the second man.
Penelope looked at them. "But I am Odysseus's wife," she said.
"Odysseus? The war in Troy has been over for more than 5 years. So where is he?"
one of the men asked. "I'm sure that Odysseus will come back," said Penelope.
"No, he will not," the second man replied. "Everyone agrees that he must be dead."
Penelope began to work on her tapestry again. She was afraid to think that Odysseus was dead. 5 years was a long time. But she could not give up hope. Quickly, she thought of a plan to make the men go away. "Do you see this tapestry?" she said. "While I am working on it, I will think about what you have said. And when it is finished, I will give you my answer." The two men laughed and went back down the stairs. They were happy to wait until the tapestry was finished. Penelope turned to Telemachus. "Now, go and play for a while before you go to bed." Telemachus did not really understand what the men and his mother had talked about. But as he played, he soon forgot about the men and began laughing again. Later that night, when Telemachus was asleep in bed, Penelope picked up her tapestry and her needle. By the light of a candle, she unpicked a big red flower, all the work she had done that day. "I will sew that flower again tomorrow," she said to herself as she blew out her candle. "And then I will unpick another. Those men will have to wait a very long time for my answer."